From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump followed through with more campaign promises, directing the construction of a border wall with Mexico to slow the tide of illegal immigration.
The Secretary of Homeland Security, working with myself and my staff, will begin immediate construction of a border wall. So badly needed. You folks know how badly needed it is. As a help, but very badly needed.
Mr. Trump, who's taking aim at the flow of illicit drugs in the U.S. as well, said Wednesday, "We're going to restore the rule of law in the U.S." He made the remarks to members of the Department of Homeland Security charged with enforcing immigration law. Mr. Trump said a country without a border is no country at all. Rice University analyst Mark Jones said the announcement was not surprising.
President Trump made securing the border and building a border wall a major plank of his both Republican primary campaign as well as his general election campaign. So it comes as no surprise that President Trump is moving swiftly to strengthen the border, secure the border, and build the border wall.
The wall will be a major undertaking, costing billions and covering the 3,200-kilometer-long U.S.-Mexico border. The announcement received sharp criticism from immigrant advocate groups. Nearly 30 people were killed, dozens wounded Wednesday after al-Shabaab militants rammed a car bomb into the gate of a Mogadishu hotel and stormed inside, opening fire. The four insurgents attacked the Daya Hotel, which is popular with Somali politicians. A second blast wounded several other people. The VOA Somali service reported at least two sides of the hotel completely ripped away. Buildings near the hotel sustained massive damage. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May Wednesday said she'll publish her plan to withdraw from the European Union so it can be debated by Parliament.
I have been clear, as have senior ministers, that we will ensure that Parliament has every opportunity to provide that scrutiny on this issue as we go through this process.
Some lawmakers want to see her plans in a formal white paper. The announcement came after the country's Supreme Court ruled the government must seek and get parliamentary approval before carrying out so-called Brexit. Ms. May is also to be the first foreign leader to meet President Donald Trump Friday at the White House to underscore the two countries' so-called special relationship and talk trade. Rescuers in Italy pulled more bodies from the ruins of a hotel destroyed by an avalanche of snow, mud, and debris, raising the death toll to 25. No one has been found alive since Saturday following last week's avalanche that was caused by earthquakes. Four are still missing from the hotel Rigopiano following the January 18 tragedy. In Syria, al-Qaeda-linked militants Wednesday attacked a prison held by Syrian rebels near Aleppo in northern Syria in an apparent aim to free some jailed fighters. The fighting pits the Fatah al-Sham front against other groups, including Ahrar al-Sham, a former ally, and comes just a day after ceasefire talks involving the government and some rebel groups in Kazakhstan. Cuba's President Raul Castro Wednesday said Cuba hopes to continue normalizing relations with the United States under the new Trump administration.
Cuba y los Estados Unidos pueden cooperar.
Speaking to Latin American officials, Mr. Castro said they can cooperate and live side by side in a civilized manner, respecting our differences and promoting everything that benefits both countries and people. But he made clear the U.S. should not expect any concessions affecting Cuba's sovereignty. Mr. Trump has suggested he may end the diplomatic thaw with Havana. Meanwhile, a Cuban trade delegation is in the U.S. to expand trade after relations were normalized by the previous Obama administration in 2014. The mayor of the city of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, Wednesday said he will welcome federal assistance to deal with a crime wave that has resulted in hundreds of gun shootings in America's third biggest city this month alone.
Chicago, like other cities right now that are dealing with gun violence, wants the partnership with federal law enforcement entities in a more significant way than we're having it today.
President Trump, in a tweet Tuesday, said he would act if local officials could not fix the horrible carnage in Chicago. The city suffered more than 750 homicides last year. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed Wednesday above 20,000 points for the first time. The S&P 500 also reached a record high, seen in part as investor affirmation of President Donald Trump's promise to cut regulations and reduce taxes. Analysts say the performance also reflects an improved outlook for corporate profits. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.